Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the Packers are getting ready for a trip to Pittsburgh and a game against the Steelers. And Mike, after 12 years as the head man, is it still kind of a big deal to go back to your hometown as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers?
Absolutely. I mean, it's always great to go back home. It's, you know, obviously family back there, and I think all people from Pittsburgh are a little weird. They, you know, they have so much pride and being from there. So, but really, just to take our football team back there and compete, it's a great environment, and obviously we know we need to win this game.
And that win would come against a very balanced Steeler team that's 8-2, quality opponent, big time.
Oh, definitely, and they're playing very well right now. I was very impressed with the Thursday night game against Tennessee, and they've really put together a string of games where they're in the groove. So we'll be challenged on all three fronts, and we're going to have to play some of our best football to win this game.
Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he doesn't put up like crazy numbers. What is his quarterback rating? 87.8, and he's thrown 10 picks. Yeah. But the guy wins a lot of games. What's his deal as a quarterback, Mike?
Well, he's done it for so long. He's done it different ways. His ability to extend plays. He's got a great group around him. I think this is clearly one of the most talented Steeler offenses that we'll go up against. But Big Ben is an outstanding player. I mean, just the way he hangs in there, and he can still make any throw on the field. He has seen it all. He's a Super Bowl champion, so this is a big test for us.
Of course, also on the offensive side for the Steelers, they have the Killer Bees, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Both players, how many times do you face an opponent? Both players lead the league in their respective categories, receiving and rushing.
And they're explosive, and they're going to touch the football. So that's a big part of this challenge. They're clearly at the top of their positions in the National Football League in their season too. So I mean, and this group's played together for a number of years. They have a really good understanding of their offense, and they do a good job of stressing it schematically.
Mike, because you're the play caller and so forth, I'd imagine you spend most of your time looking at the Steeler defense. However, you also have to be well-versed in their offense. How do you divvy up that time as a head coach?
Well, I mean, I primarily spend, my time with the offense, with the offensive staff, and, just have, limited conversations during the week with Dom Capers. But, the video, especially with the Steelers playing our division and so forth, I've seen their offense probably four or five times, already through the year, through the cut-ups and so forth. So, no different with special teams. Our coaches do a great job of getting their area ready.
Steelers defense, number two in points allowed. What are you seeing from it?
Well, it starts up front. I'll tell you, I mean, they're big, they're athletic, they're active. Been together a while. You can see they have a great understanding of the scheme. They're playing a lot of people in the secondary, so their dime package, particularly in third down, is challenging. Similar to Baltimore, the team we just played, but it really starts up front. They're going to really press you and try to stop the run, make you one-dimensional, and to throw the football.
Speaking of which, Mike, they have 34 sacks to date. That's number two in the league. And is that a result of quality individual rushers or what they do schematically? Give you all kind of problems that way.
I think it's both because you got a number of guys that have sacks. I mean, you look at their statistics across their defense, particularly in the front, they're all very, very productive. So we got matchups, tough matchups, clear across the board. So we're going to have to play very well.
Let's talk about your team, Mike, and begin with Brett Hundley. Now, human beings, when they improve, it's normally not a straight line. There's a little up and down. There's some bumps in the road. Shouldn't we expect that from Brett Hundley as he goes through here?
That would be the norm, no doubt. I think it's like anything in this game. You're focused so much on each week and winning the game and improving. So, obviously, Brett's experience against Baltimore was not favorable. It's important for all of us to learn from that. I think he was playing with great confidence, particularly if you break down the first series where he makes two really good throws and then gets a little overzealous down there with the opportunity to catch the defense in transition, and then we have the interception. So, and that's the difference. That much is the difference in this league. So the ability to run the offense, take what's there. You know, don't chase the game. I've been through this before with young quarterbacks. It's important to make sure you clearly understand, get a good pre-snap, you know, run the offense, get out of each play what's expected out of it, and try not to get outside of that.
Of course, Mike, it's not just Brett Hundley. What other areas on your football team would you like to see improve the next time out against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, you know, this, I mean, you're always trying to improve fundamentally and so forth, but, I mean, you're really focused on, you know, the next challenge, and that's Pittsburgh. So they have excellent personnel. They're playing very well. You know, special teams, we have to win the field position battle. That ball placement will be important. You know, we're probably looking at a 30-degree night, you know, night in Pittsburgh Sunday night, so we're going to be playing with a little heavier ball and so forth. So, you know, and we need to generate, you know, a big play or two on special teams, take the ball away. We need to take takeaways on defense. That's clearly how, you know, if you look at the formula to beat the Steelers, you got to take the ball away. And frankly, we can't, you know, got to get back to taking care of the football like we have for the most part this season.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with defensive end Dean Lowry. Stay with us.
That's part of who we are as a defense. I think we're very prideful in stopping the run in that way. I think we know as a team that if we can make teams one-dimensional and throwing the football on third down, that's a huge area for, I think, success for teams.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by Bell & Health, Johnsonville, Ticketmaster, and Mills Fleet Farm.
Stafford has it, looks around, and he's sacked. And he's sacked. Dean Lowry makes the tackle. The defensive end comes through that wall of blocking.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packers defensive end Dean Lowry. Dean, thanks for being with us and being on the program. And what I've been hearing and reading all week is that against the Ravens, the Packers defense played good enough to win. The offense did not. Now, as a defensive player, how do you handle that?
Well, I think overall, looking at the positives, we had some good things on defense. I think stopping the run is always our goal. Trying to make teams one-dimensional. I think they had a really good run game, offensive line, and I think we stopped that for the most part in the first half. So I think just building on those improvements, I think just striving to be a great defense, I think that Sunday was a step in the right direction.
Dean, something that's been very positive as of late. After the Saints game, you guys ranked 27th against the run, and now that is up to 11th in the National Football League. And what's really impressive, per carry average, 3.7 against you guys for the season now, which is eighth. What's been going on in that end of the game?
I think also it's been against good O-lines, too. I mean, the Bears, the Lions, and the Ravens all have very good O-lines, too. So I think just that's part of who we are as a defense. I think we're very prideful in stopping the run in that way. I think we know as a team that if we can make teams one-dimensional and throwing the football on third down, that's a huge area for, I think, success for teams. So if we can have teams backed up on third and long, you know, third and 10-plus for their conversions, I think that is really an advantage for our pass rush, too.
Dean, let's talk about your game. Now, I've noticed, like, you'll line up kind of all over the place. You'll be over the guard sometimes, over the tackle, over tight end, like that kind of thing, on either side of the line of scrimmage. Let's begin there. What dictates where Dean Lowry lines up initially?
It's all what Coach Capers calls. I think part of being a D lineman in this system is being very versatile, and I think I can play, you know, over the tight end, over the tackle, and over the guard too. So I think playing those different roles, you know, gives me a chance to show what I can do, but also it helps to have versatility in play calling against different personnels, different offenses. So I think it can be a challenge, I think, game planning for different offenses and trying to see where you're going to be. But I think it really helps to make, especially in-game adjustments of how they're attacking us in the game.
In addition to the rushing defense, it seems like the pass rush has improved as of late, and the sack totals would say as much. It seems like you guys up front are doing more power rushes, and it's been effective for you. Like your sack against the Ravens, I mean, that was a power rush. Is that a conscious thing across the board?
I think it is, yeah, especially inside with, you know, myself and Mike Daniels, Kenny and Q. I think we want to have more power rushers inside because, you know, we have elite rushers on the outside with Clay and Nick and Fracker and those guys. So if we can have more of an inside presence in the push, it makes it harder for the quarterback to step up in the pocket. So I think it helps, though, our edge rushers in that way. And I think that's been our goal the past 2 weeks. And I think, Matt, that Raven sack where me and Vince combined for that sack, I think that was a great call by Coach Capers, just some edge pressure. And I think I made a nice snatch move to the outside, and Vince beat the running back one-on-one, and it was a great sack. So I think just stopping the run and sacks, I think, is a huge part of, I think, being a good defense.
Now, Sunday night, you're going to be trying to get Ben Roethlisberger on the ground. He's almost as big as Dean Lowry. How do you go about doing that?
He's a pretty big guy. Yeah, I sacked Brock Osweiler last year. He was 6'7", so I guess I got some practice last year. But, yeah, very experienced guy, just a big guy back there, so as well as a very good old line in front of him too. So it's going to be a great challenge for us, but I think we're ready for it. We always play well, I think, in primetime games, so I think we'll be ready for that opportunity.
Dean, one other thing for you. I noticed in your bio you have a degree in economics from Northwestern University. Yeah. I mean, that's not like Rolling Dirt Teachers College down at Northwestern. A degree in economics. So to talk on your level, what do we talk about interest rates? What's the Fed going to do? What is the economics thing? What do you guys talk about in there?
Everything just from like, I guess, interest rates, that stuff. I mean, I don't know. I got through it eventually, but it was pretty tough for 4 years at Northwestern. So, but it was a great major. I think it still helps me just overall to help think things through and just to help to, I think, approach things in a very efficient way. So I think it definitely helped me just in all facets of life.
Me and Dean, thanks for being with us.
Thanks,
and go
Larry.
Get those Steelers.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Fake handoff to Collins, lofting the left side.
Yes!
With an interception! Flacco could not squeeze it into Danny Woodhead, and the interception by Ha-Ha Clinton Dix at the 5-yard line of Green Bay.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some defensive X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, Ravens just outside the red zone have a 1st and 10. How do you guys combat them defensively?
Well, you can see, like you just stated, they're just right outside the red zone. They get in 2 tight ends, 2 backs, 1 receiver personnel. Might think it's a run, but if you break it down even closely, look at the matchups, okay? Look at the personnel. So Dom Capers does a great job. We're in our nickel defense to make sure we don't have a bad matchup. So with that, they go to a gun action pass here. So you can see the full fake coming across the boundary. The tight end seal in, so they're in a 7-man protection, okay? 7-man protection, it's a shot play. They're on the fringe. We call this a fringe shot play. They're in the fringe of the red zone. Definitely a shot play alert area on the field. So with that, we're in a 3-deep zone, okay? So a common concept here, you can see Ha-Ha is the stress point as far as the 3-deep zone, okay? So with that, you can see the hook up top. All right, we're going to have a 12-yard hook, and then they try to run Woodhead on the wheel route. So that's the matchup we're obviously looking for. You can see Flacco. He comes up off the fake, premeditated, to say the least. So you can see the matchup right here, what I'm talking about. You got Woodhead, and then you got Ha-Ha. You can see 2 through the zone. All right, so Ha-Ha does a great job, and right there, excellent ball skills. He's in perfect position. You can see the anticipation. He can see Woodhead's eyes right here expecting the football. Turns and makes a play, obviously a big, big turnover in the game for us.
You mentioned the ball skills. Also, when he decides to look for the football, I mean, that's part of ball skills too, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, the instincts of matching the coverage, turning, high point. Obviously, the throw is not the best throw, but going up, catching it, keeping himself between it. It's excellent coverage and obviously a very big play.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. And coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show on the other side of the ring.
Toss goes to Collins around the right end. He's hit and left down. Oh, what a play.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by UW Health, Menards, Johnsonville, and Mills Fleet Farm.
We Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, I wanted to talk to you about an area of big-time improvement. After the Saints game, you guys ranked 27th in rushing defense. And now three games later, you're up to 11th. And you're allowing like 3-7 a carry. That's big time good. What have been the keys to that improvement?
Well, I mean, it's a couple things. I mean, it starts up front. I mean, it's can't say enough about Kenny Clark, Dean Lowry, and you know Mike Daniels and those guys, and you know what they're doing inside, and Clay and Nick Perry and the elephants, the outside linebackers, really doing a great job setting the edge. That is so important. I mean, if you go to back to the Chicago game, I mean, they went into that game trying to feature outside zone and. They were out of the outside zone by the end of the first quarter because, you know, it really started with Nick on that first outside run where he just blew up, you know, just set the edge. And you're seeing that. And you got in our linebackers, too. I think Blake and Jake and, you know, our safeties doing a great job just, you know, fitting their gaps or playing fast or no one hesitating. So we've definitely picked it up in our run defense.
Mike, another impressive performance has been put out by Devontae Adams against Baltimore, 8 catches, 126 yards, and that's after a Chicago game. He was an impact guy for you. What's Devontae got? They can't guard the guy. What's he got that they can't handle?
Well, you're seeing him coming into his own. I really felt that he came into his own last year. So, I mean, his route running is exceptional. The way he gets in and out of breaks, he also has the top-end speed to get behind you. And, you know, and I think probably his greatest asset is his ability to leap and jump and go get the football. So, Devontae's just having a great year.
Clay Matthews, unfortunately, gets injured in the first half against Baltimore, which gives more opportunities to a couple players. Kyler Fackrell and Ahmad Brooks. It seems like both guys made some plays for you.
Definitely. I was really happy to see Kyler, you know, really jump up and have some impact. You know, he's been kind of a steady Eddie guy, you know, Simon clean. But it was great to see him make those impact plays. That was so important, not only for our defense, but for him personally. Because you look for those young guys to take that jump. You know, it was really good to have Ahmad Brooks out there. I mean, you're at practice every day, and you just see, because it's his first time you got to see him fly around again, you know, before he got injured. So, I mean, he's another player that can really make an impact for us.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Don't go away.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And, Mike, during the course of an NFL season, the holidays spring up. And they can almost be a nuisance when you have all these things going on, like important things, like a game against the Steelers. However, as head coach, you're responsible for making the holidays the holidays. So how do you go about doing it this week?
Well, I mean, we've always put the, you know, importance on family. So it's very important that everybody, you know, players, coaches, support staff, you know, everybody connected to the football team is home for Thanksgiving. So we're going to practice very early Thursday morning at 8 o'clock sharp, and we'll have everybody home before noon. So family first, Larry.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike. Thank you. And thank you for watching, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Until next time, take care.